It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you on the morning show. And I found these guys wandering around the parking lot, so we thought we'd put them on the radio. Jules Shear and Pal Shazara here. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Welcome to the Valley. Welcome to Northridge.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this record you guys did together and a couple of other things. But we're going to start off with a song or two. What are you going to start us with?
Go ahead, Pal. You introduce.
Beauty to My Bones.
Sounds good. It's Jules Shear and Pal Shazar on The Morning Show at KCSN.
Any place this side of heaven, I will be there. My old jacket has a history, I can't deny it.
But other loves, I've forgotten those. 'Cause when I held your beauty to my bones, I knew I was home. When I held your beauty to my bones, I was free. In a ghost town east of Tucson, I felt so low. I stopped my car, got out to pray. I searched the starry skies for spaceships to come get me. I couldn't love, not another day. But when I held your beauty to my bones, I knew I was home. When I held your beauty to my bones, I was free.
It's the morning show at KCSN. You okay in there, pal? Your voice
now
is...
I am.
You all right?
Oh, man. A right. Frog jumped right in there.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit right now, and I'll give you time to, you know, drink some tea or some water or whatever. Let's
sure.
let's catch up a little bit. Now, I met you guys back in Woodstock, and it's so funny. I was talking to somebody talking to a friend last night, let's put it that way, about Woodstock and how, like, all roads lead to this damn place. they really do. It's like once you've been there, you can't escape. And I know that you guys obviously met a long time ago out here in L.A. when,
yes,
Jules, you were doing your thing out here. And Pal, I mean, there's a troubadour connection, which I actually didn't know until
yeah,
just. We're not going to talk that long, but tell us a little bit about how you guys first met, because I think it's interesting that you met out here in the music business, and then you've done all these different things sort of separate, but yet sort of together, you know, like, and but now you've actually made a record together for the first time. So take me back to the troubadour.
Go ahead. Take them back.
I was working in the box office. I was not old enough to be a waitress. And they used to have hoot nights on Monday nights there. And Jules was, even though he was already signed to in the Funky Kings, you're already in the Funky Kings, he would do some of the hoot nights, and I just thought he was so great. So when Jules Shear was going to come and play, I'd have somebody sit in the box office so I could run in and hear his little 15-minute spot.
Right.
And I had a fella at the time, so I couldn't look at Jules like that. And then shortly after falling for Jules's music, my fella went on the road.
Oh, well, that was that. And, say no more.
And no, this is really cool.
It's rock and roll, man.
I went to the Troubadour, and Jules was sitting upstairs, and I just went up and said hi, and I sat down with him, and we started talking, and he said, let me take this fella back to his hotel room, and will you wait here for me? So that was our beginning.
It was actually John Hyatt.
Yes, I know.
I was with that night.
Oh, wow.
I know. Julesy was trying to help John Hyatt by introducing him to Clive Davis.
Yeah, because the Funky Kings were on Arista Records.
Isn't Jules a nice guy?
Very nice of you.
And I always liked John Hyatt back then, and I thought, you know, he should be on that. He should be on our label.
Right.
So I brought him down there so he could play in front of Clive. So I went with him to, boy, that was really kind of nerve-wracking.
I'm sure it was.
So I brought Jules home with me after our hanging out at the club.
Sound like you picked up a puppy on the street or something.
I did. Isn't he a little like a puppy?
I took him home with me.
So Nick, you know, it was a litmus test. I thought if he gets Radio Ethiopia, I'm in there with this guy.
Okay.
And I could tell, he didn't say anything, but I could tell he grokked Patty. So I thought, This is going to be good.
So here we are all these years later. You've obviously had a long personal history.
Yeah.
You decided to make a record together.
Why, pal?
Jules was of the mindset that if there wasn't a label there, you know, that he would just sort of like, you know, not stop making music necessarily, but I didn't want to sit around and wait for somebody to say, hey, Jules, you get to make another record now. Mm. So I said, why don't we write songs together? And if it's good, let's you and me make a record and we'll put it out ourselves. I've been on labels and I've also put out records by myself. Jules has never done that. So I thought, with me, maybe he'll open his mind up to doing this. And the whole thing, all the right doors just opened. The right studio made it possible. The right producer made it possible. And we did it. And I love it. And people seem to really like what we've done.
Well, I was happy that you reached out to me and told me you guys were coming out here.
Thanks.
Because, you know, it's like I said, all roads lead. You can't avoid that stuff. Kind of avoid your history. So the record is out, and if people want to get it,
they just go to our website.
Shear-Shazar.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Shear-Shazar.com. And I know you've been doing some dates out here, and you've been doing these house parties, which is becoming an increasingly important way for artists to actually get around and tour and make a couple of bucks on the road. Tell us about how that's been going.
Well, you're enjoying it, aren't you? Tell me.
Yeah,
you are.
It's been going really good. I had no idea whether I would really like it or not.
Sure.
But it's been really fun to just be in a room with people and just sing songs. It's really just like what we started out thinking we were doing, you know? Not being on a gigantic stage or anything, but just being down there in front of people and just singing songs. And it's been really good.
They show up with LPs of like Slow Children and Jules Shearer. And it's
Jules
just,
and the Polar Bears.
It's so sweet.
It's awesome. Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys play another song out. We've got about 4 minutes left before we hit the top of the hour. Jim Nelson's going to be coming in at the top of the hour. But it's great to see you guys and have the opportunity
here. We have a gig tomorrow night. If you want me to talk about it after the song, I will.
Talk about it now.
Okay, it's like a private home, a beautiful property called the Invisible Manor in East Hollywood, basically. And if people are interested in coming to see our house concert, it's really a magnificent home. They just have to go to the website, and there's details there how to make it happen.
Shear-Shazar.com.
Okay, here's another one from the new record. Julesy sings most of it, although, Jules, I think I'm in better voice now.
Good. Come to think of it, there ain't much about love I understand. Life's been nothing but some loose change in my hand. I
I can't take it in this no-horse town. 'Cause I see nature in your eyes. We can build ourselves a good life if you don't care what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me. We all gamble on a sweet face or a song we've never sung. Every year or so the heart must be restrung. I can take it in this no horse town, 'cause I taste future on your lips. We can shine as bright as headlights if you don't care what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me. I can empty out my memories just like water down the drain. We can lean on all the silence if you don't care what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me, what you've heard about me.
Sing it.
Why don't we try to accept this, as if we woke up from a trance. There's no need to analyze each circumstance. No. I can't take it in this no horse town, 'cause I see nature in your eyes. Build ourselves a good life if you don't care what you've heard about me, 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 what you've heard about me.